email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
5 on 5, 5 on ray@rte.ie. Now, it's 42 years since Soft Cell's Tainted Love was a global hit. And it's hard to believe, but in those 42 years, Soft Cell have never performed in Dublin. Well, that's all going to change this weekend in St. Anne's Park, when Soft Cell, along with Orchestra Maneuvers in the Dark, Heaven 17, Sophie Ellis-Bextor and others, take to the stage. And on the line, we have Soft Cell frontman Mark Almond. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm fine, thank you, Ray. How are you?
Good, good. Great to talk to you. So what happened? I know yourself and Dave split, and you've been here as a solo artist, but the fact that you've never actually performed as a band here is very odd.
We never really played a lot, even back in the early days. We never did a lot of tours or never did a lot of concerts. And we've kind of parted ways on a couple of occasions. When we came back in around 2000 to do Cruelty Without Beauty, we hadn't sort of recorded or done anything together for 17 years. And the same with the latest album, Happiness Just Not Included. So there was no intention of that. It's just that we were never, Dave never really liked performing live. He never really enjoyed it. And we just never toured very much.
Yes.
So it's nice that we finally come to a Soft Cell show now in Dublin, which will be great.
So there's a pent-up appetite, Mark.
Well, I really hope so. I think it's good to do some of these songs too, you know, and to an audience who maybe haven't seen some of them perform live before. So I'm quite excited about it.
I hear your birds in the background. What have you got?
Yeah, I've got two parrots and I've got a jackdaw.
I've got a jackdaw who's
brooding at the moment because it's the laying egg season. She's laid two eggs and she's trying to lay another one, but they're not going to be fertilised because she hasn't met a man jackdaw. So basically she's trying to lay something that's not really happening. And
right. And
so I think I'm going to have to put a stop to it soon because she's spending all of the time in her box and never coming out.
Is her name Dawkins? Is that it?
Her name is Dawkins. We thought it was a male at first. So
right. We
called her Dawkins after Jack Dawkins, the character in Oliver Twist. Because she was always stealing things and, you know, as a little thief, really. So, but then it just stuck Dawkins when one day she laid an egg. So it's kind of Lady Dawkins, really.
Right. You don't mind me talking about the old times and the formation of Soft Cell and all that?
Sure,
and we've clips here as well, which I know our listeners would love to hear bits of. So I tell you what we'll do. We play a bit of a clip now. I'm going to go with Torch. A bit of Torch, okay. I can find within my mind a way to go. I can look deep into your light and shine. Hold me. Great tune. So bring us back to the heady days then of the early 80s, and you were just out of art college. So what sort of person were you?
Well, arty, I suppose. I mean, I've been at art college for 5 years, and I think Dave had too. So we were really an art college band, and we formed around the time of punk. We were a post-punk electronic band, and that's how we kind of started. At college, I was doing sort of experimental theatre and performance art, and that kind of developed into the first early Soft Cell performances, really, that were really done at the art college. We very much came from that background. So when we suddenly find ourselves in the commercial music business and in the pop business, it was a strange place for us to be at the time, because we'd always... In business that we'd have maybe this cult following and, I don't know, very sort of small
alternative.
Yeah, alternative following and indie sort of following. And then we found ourselves right at the top of the pop charts, you know. And it was a weird place for us to be, but it was kind of a nice place to be. But at the same time, it was, I think both of us were kind of, really kind of fought against it a bit at the time. And we didn't enjoy as much as we should have.
Yeah.
Because we were kind of bewildered by it all, you know, I think, in a way. And we were very difficult, I think, to the rest company at that time. But I mean, you've just played Torch. I think Torch is probably my favourite Soft Cell single, actually. I think and taught it encapsulates all that Soft Cell were and are. I think it has it's just a great I think it's the best Soft Cell single. Other people will disagree with me, but I think Dave feels the same way as well.
That was a bit, we landed on our feet there, didn't we, Mark? But it's the lyrics, amazing lyrics, great storytelling, and then there's always a brilliant hook as well, which is, you know, that's a perfect pop song then, isn't it?
I think Soft Cell songs, we like to have a bit of bittersweet. You know, they've got a pop, they've got a pop sound to them, and they're very kind of up pop sound. But we like to have a bit of twist in the tail as well. So it sounds there's a bit of like a little bit of darkness in there as well. And I think it's certainly with a song like "Say Hello, Wave Goodbye," which tells a story. And "Say Hello, Wave Goodbye" really fits as part of Nonstop Erotic Cabaret. It really is it, the whole theme of a story that runs through a Nonstop Erotic Cabaret. It's really like a theatre piece. And I think when we performed it over recent years, we've done it as a whole album with visuals and everything. It really is like a kind of a showpiece. Mm. Like it tells a narrative through it, ending with "Say Hello, Wave Goodbye," which tells this story. So, and I think that we really like to write songs that tell these stories and have this cinematic, theatrical edge.
You've queued it up. Here we go. Genius, Mark. That's a genius song.
I just can't tell you. I just can't tell you how terrible that sounds coming out of my phone. I'm sure it sounds better in the studio, but I'm listening here thinking, oh my God, that just sounds the worst thing I've ever heard. But I'm sure it sounds a lot better.
It sounds
that
amazing
in the
here.
Studio, right?
I love it. I was reading an interview you did, and you were saying that people sometimes come up to you after a gig when you sing that. And they go, oh, I love the version of that David Gray song you did.
They do. Well, that's great. It's great actually doing that, because I did some shows with David recently. We did a few kind of arena. David was doing his White Ladder arena tour, and I joined him on stage on a couple of the shows, and it was really great to do. And I think David brought a whole new audience to that song, and he reinvented it and made it his own song. And so it was a really strange thing, because I was coming on singing David's version of, you know, in David's style of my song. And he really was, I was so happy that he did that, because people were singing along in the audience. It just felt like a weird, because the audience were there not to see me, they were to see David. Yeah. And they were singing my song, but singing David's song. So it was really bizarre, but he brought a whole new audience to that song, so I've got to thank him for that.
Yeah, and of course, White Ladder sold millions all over the world, and that's nice, isn't it?
That's very nice, actually. So that's very, very nice, Ray. Yeah. Very, very nice. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much, David Gray. Listen, you're a great interpreter of a song. You write great songs, and you're a brilliant interpreter of a song, obviously with Tainted Love, Where Did Our Love Go, and this one. You and Gene Pitney, something's got to hold.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm actually recording an album, a solo album of cover songs at the moment, and on my next tour next year is going to be just the best of, the best of my cover songs that I've recorded. So it's going to be a totally covers tour next year.
You were saying to somebody recently that you're going through a golden age, or a purple patch, or a purple zone, to borrow one of your song
purple
titles,
zone, yeah.
A purple zone. And do you feel that you're there's a resurgence, there's a new energy around Soft Cell and Mark Almond?
you know, there has been a resurgence of interest. And of course, there's always this interest in the 80s music as well. It never seems to go away. Every year you think, well, they're going to move on to something else this year. And still, yeah. I think people, they love this music that started in the 80s because it was a real golden age of pop. And one could argue it was probably the last great golden age of pop, you know, since the 70s. So it's good to see young people coming to the shows, well, whether it's my solo shows or soft sale shows. I get a very wide range of people now, and that's very, very heartening to me. And it's not just the old people like me that have kind of, I mean a lot of my audience have to sit down now because they've got new knees. So they can sit down, but the younger ones come to the front, so in the kind of mosh pit or whatever.
And it sounds to me you get a lovely natural high from performing, Mark.
I love performing. I do. I really enjoy myself on stage, and I really enjoy it. It's something that I excel at. I like it more than a studio situation. Mm. You know, I get bored in studios, to be quite honest. So I like to go back to old school things, you know, because I'm a very old school, old fashioned person. So yeah. When I record, I like real things to happen. Things to happen in a studio. And in a live situation, anything can happen. Yeah, I've got a great band of musicians for my solo show. And so it can always change. It's always can be a bit unexpected. And sometimes it can go horribly wrong, and sometimes horribly right. But that's what a live experience is.
Well, I was listening to Nonstop Erotic Cabaret, the live version on Spotify, before I spoke to you today, and you're sounding in good voice. And Dave, whatever he's doing with the keyboards, etc., that all sounds good. So people are in for a treat this weekend, Saturday in St. Anne's Park in Raheny. Soft Cell there with OMD, as I call them, not Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, Heaven 17, and Sophie Ellis-Bexter. Mark, I really loved our chat. And if ever you're in town and you're looking for something to do of an afternoon, you might pop in and we'll have a longer chat in person.
Absolutely. Well, when I've got my album out next year, my covers album, Ray, maybe I can come in and have a chat
Brilliant.
With you about that.
Looking forward to it already. Okay. Mind yourself and the jackdaw and everything else. Good luck. See you. Thanks. Bye.